Hey everyone, welcome to D&D Bags, the Dungeons & Dragons podcast made by a bunch of D-bags. I'm Frankie the DM.
I'm Joe and I play Ati.
I'm Andy and I play Alu. And are we recording? Did we like ever actually hit the record button?
Yeah, we've been recording for an hour.
Yeah.
Frankie, so I think what I want to do to start this session, and I was thinking about this, is I want to read the descriptions of our characters that we wrote.
Oh, okay.
The other day, somebody asked us to provide descriptions of the characters that we play because she was, like, interested in doing, like, some art of it, some fan art, if you will.
Which we will post when we get it, and we're excited about it.
And so Frankie had told us that that came in on the Twitter, and Joe and I were supposed to think about, like, coming up with a description or anything. And I just thought that this would be a really good thing for everybody to figure out what our characters look like and also to get insight into how fucking annoying Joe is.
I don't think they figured it out at this point.
Joe, I'm going to read your description because you're going to manage to read it slower than I will.
Yeah, go at
it. Okay, so this is what Joe writes. Ati is about 6'1 and looks to be in his late 20s. He has dull, purplish-red skin, blood-red eyes, and no visible pupils. A Roman nose and a sour scowl on his lips.
Kind of resting bitch face.
Hey, you're interrupting your own, like... Can you just let me read what you wrote?
I'm sorry, I thought we wanted a joke in there.
You're trying to make it...
Joe, the whole thing is a joke.
Joe, you don't get this.
You're a joke!
Your description is the joke.
Go on.
Okay.
Just go on.
Thank you. Okay. And now I've lost my place. Great, here we go. Sour scowl on his lip showing a bit of fangs. He has jet black hair that is spiked up in the front and forward on the sides. The rest is pulled back and fairly messy, occasionally spiking out in various directions. His hair is roughly shoulder length and back. He has two horns that are each about 8 inches long, pointed away from each other and jagged up like lightning bolts, pointing up towards the base, then curving down in the middle sharply, then pointing back up at the tips. The base of the horns begins in his brows and can be seen to connect in the middle underneath his skin. He has pointy ears that stick out just below his horns. His jawline is jagged and comes to a point at his chin. Behind him, his tail hangs casually, and the tip curving upward. His tail has small spikes running along the edge like the back of an alligator, and the end has two spiked frills that flare out. He wears fairly standard white paladin plate armor on his chest, arms, and legs, though his pelvis is only covered by chainmail, which has a suspicious bulge in the crotch area. He has a metal kite shield painted white with the symbol of Moradin, an anvil with a flame above it, emblazoned on the center. He normally holds his kite shield in his right hand. When not in battle, his kite shield can be seen peeking over one shoulder as it rests on his back, and he would rest his right hand on his right thigh. In his left hand, he's holding the grip of his warhammer.
Am I the only person who has a really, really anime picture of this?
Yeah, right?
Oh!
When not in battle, he would rest his warhammer on his shoulders behind his head. The warhammer is impressive-looking and ancient, and the symbol of Moradin on the side of the hammer's head. So that was Joe's description of the character. He then goes on to wonder if there's a way to include our amulets, but we don't know exactly what the amulets look like. Probably next time we rest, we're going to take those out of our pocket.
Yeah, we should do that. That seems important.
No comment.
It's coming. Anyway, so that was Joe writing about his character and being really long-winded, because that's what Joe does.
Yeah.
And I wrote, like, a couple hours later, Illum looks like Prince Eric from The Little Mermaid, but with blonde hair and gold irises. His skin is also Twilight Vampire glorious. He wears all white armor, which for story reasons looks the same as Joe's, but with the notable exception of his dick not being visible. Also, I forget if we went into this, but my race and SMR can have wings, but Illum doesn't. And then I say something story related to Frankie, which I'm not saying here, and then I posted a picture of Prince Eric, and I said, tell the person that Joe is a dweeb.
I did.
There you go. I should probably tell you which hand I rest on which leg, too. Otherwise, how could you ever possibly draw my character? He likes to rest his right arm on his right thigh. Oh, good, good, good. It's useful intel for drawing.
I didn't know if you want to draw us, like, ready for battle, or, like, you know.
So you just
like
wanted
chilling?
To make sure she drew you sitting, and if so, to get it fucking right. Yeah. Adi doesn't do any of this left hand on right leg across his body bullshit.
No, see, I personally thought that whenever Adi sat, he would like rest his left hand under his right armpit.
No!
I thought he was doing one of these, just, like when you make the fart sound,
and just
like
wiggling his right elbow.
I'm so glad I wrote that. You've had it all wrong.
She
would have
had
time
to draw so many pictures to get the motion of the fart noise motion.
Okay.
Anyway, so what actually happened last time? Does anyone know?
No.
It was sad. It was sad. We got to the bottom of that ruined crypt. The crypt where we were trying to find the focus stone for the druid who sent us out because she needed it for her spell to be able to convey the message. And, you know, we were being led by our buddy who I call Toaster. What's his real name? No, Telfor. Not Toaster. Telfor, right. Okay. Well, we were being led by Telfor. When we got down to the bottom, we found a bearded devil who was a pretty scary motherfucker. And we did beat him, but he had killed Telfor. And in the middle of the fight, he raised Telfor for his nefarious purposes, and it was awful. So we ended the campaign, animal handling Inaba, his wolf, to come with us, I believe we had agreed that I was doing like a fireman carry of Telfor's body so that we could, you know, bury him when we get out.
Right.
I think that's where we left it when we left the temple. So right now we have to go back and meet with the mystical man of the forest again because he asked us to come back afterwards.
I think you guys wanted to meet with him to see if you had the right thing originally, but...
Oh, I thought he wanted
to... No, yeah, does he need to put, like, an enchantment on it or something?
I think there's something... I think something like that was said,
something.
So I want to bring him...
You know what? I don't think he said anything about that. I really
feel like Magical Man from the Forest said we needed to come back to
him. I'm almost positive you're right. Excuse me, I need to do something?
I don't know if I got mine close enough to the thing. I'll just do this. Drink your thirst.
Drink it.
Alright, so let's find Magical Man from the Forest, but first, let us put our buddy Telfor to rest.
Okay.
Wait, we don't have a shovel. Shit.
I could probably use, like, my shield. It's like a kite shield. It could probably, I think it should curve. So, like, I could probably dig up some...
Do you think we should, like, lay him in a bed of flowers and, like, place a branch in his arm or something? Like, he's a ranger. He's probably, like, all nature-y and shit, right?
Probably.
We can just do that. That might be more appropriate, even.
Think so?
Fine. Let's Joe, use your shitty shield.
Okay.
Dig him a shallow grave, you heartless monster.
not trying to put ideas in your brain. You could always... find the druid first, not like far.
Yeah, it's like we're carrying a dead body around with
weird,
us.
Huh?
I find that pretty weird. Plus, like, this guy, you know, we got close enough with him, and we do friendship stuff. So.
You do friendships. Alright, I like that. That's fair.
Okay. Right.
Is this where we should take our oath?
I believe this is a good opportunity
to
take our oath.
We
could take shifts. One of us could dig and then rest.
Saying words over his grave would be a good time to take an oath of friendship.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying... Like, that's how we get our rest. One of us digs the grave while the other rests, and then we trade off. So we both get to rest.
Digging, you could
when
just
we're
rest
done
together.
Yeah.
That's all I think.
Well, we could do that too.
Yeah.
Because it's friendship.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's do it. Joe and I take, like, the point of our kite shield and find, like, some soft earth a decent bit away from the crypt by a tree. Like, someplace where Inaba seems happy. And
okay.
We start
like
digging.
Find like a big old
like a
old
gnarly
tree.
Old tree and
yeah.
like right there. And I assume
like
Inaba like kind of like paws at the ground to help us too, which speeds it along a tiny bit.
Yeah, she's helpful.
Yeah.
Okay, so we do that.
Okay.
We make the grave. We lay down Toaster in it, and you know, we bury it. I'm sure Inaba, like, howls. I roll an animal handling to try to soothe her.
This is like speed D&D.
Yeah, we just went through
solo
like,
campaign.
We just went through like
it's
10
a
hours.
Modified
of...
14.
Okay.
She is soothed. Mm.
Good.
And then, so we've been doing it in shifts, so we took some rests when we did this, and then we stand over the grave and go, Toaster was a good friend, though we did not know him long. He taught me how to be better friends with the animals, how to talk with the animals, how to walk with the animals.
Sorry. go on.
Seeing him raised for the purposes of that bearded devil really, really grinds my gears. It makes me feel like, right here and now, you and I should take an oath to the values of friendship.
Hell yeah, bro.
Let's live by the values of friendship forever, shall we?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's absolutely do that.
In Morden's name, so we get, like, powers too?
Yeah, in Morden's name's name.
Friendship!
Okay.
That's our oath.
Okay. That's our oath. It's.
I vow to do whatever is good for friendship.
Okay.
You have loyalty.
Yeah. I've
loyalty.
I vow to do whatever I can.
You can kind of make them up.
Yeah, I vow to do whatever I can not to see another friend lost in battle. No, I'm not taking that vow.
And I don't know why I thought that's where you were going.
And just to help my friends as much as I can.
I vow to see the best in people and become fast friends with those we meet and to never let any harm come to them that I can prevent.
Yeah, it's all about...
Sounds right? Cool, yeah. It's like the same... Like, yeah, the like basic loyalty. Premise, yeah. Like, if we had to narrow it down into a nice catchphrase, it would probably be loyalty.
Like, one word, basically yeah. That's our up. Thing. We're all about that.
Loyalty.
It's kind of our thing.
How do you feel about, like, honesty, honor, and duty and that stuff? How do you feel about it?
Loyalty is all wrapped up into
in
it.
In that? Okay.
Loyalty is all wrapped up into it.
So for anyone playing along at home, that's
the secret word! Loyalty.
Okay.
We going hard, yo.
Yeah, these references are getting weirder.
Alright.
Loyalty so, is the yeah. secret word.
So that's the oath of devotion. That's the paladin oath. They, as they rest after digging this grave for Telfor, they are going to be level 3 paladins. So they get that oath of devotion, they get a new cool thing, or they can channel their divinity into making their weapons sacred, or what's the other thing? You get, like, turn undead or something.
Yeah,
right?
Turn undead. Or turn
like,
holy.
It's like an area of effect fear to demons and undead and, like, that kind of shit.
Okay.
I think it's specifically turn the undead, so is it unholy or undead?
I think you said unholy.
Okay. In that case, fiends would probably be feared. It's written down.
I'm pretty sure it's also...
Yeah.
It's all the bad stuff.
For the time being, I foresee fights probably... Sacred weapon being slightly more useful.
Okay.
But that can change very quickly depending on where we are, so we should know.
Oh, also, we rolled for this. I currently have 26 HP.
And I currently have a gentleman's 18.
2 4s in a row. Roll on the hit dice.
And yet, I still haven't been knocked unconscious, right? Like, Joe's been knocked unconscious in, like, every fight. I don't
almost
think I've been on...
Literally, almost every...
I think Joe's been knocked unconscious in kind of every episode.
Yeah. Maybe Joe's character flaw is that he's narcoleptic. I might have made that joke.
You have made that exact
I'm
joke.
I'm sorry. I'm a bad podcaster.
Alright, podcast over.
Recycling jokes.
Yeah.
Hey, what if
we're
someone started...
We're out of new material.
If someone started from this episode, it's new to me.
Yes, that's true. Someone once said that the essence of comedy is just repeating something until everyone finds it funny. Someone said that once.
No, subverting expectations.
Well, that's a different, but also... That's a different person
false.
Said that.
I'm going to post this every day
until you like
it.
This.
Speaking of which, can our band cover Kiss from a Rose by Seal? Every day.
I still don't care about that even a little bit.
I'm going to say it every day.
I know. Matt and I were talking about that the other day. Isn't that right, Matt? No, not today.
No, he's not
okay.
In the closet. No Matt in the closet today.
Okay. It was worth a shot.
Just shit in the closet. So, I think it's pee in the closet.
Oh, then I've been doing it all wrong.
as you guys are saying that little oath, I want to say that you can feel some warmth coming off of those pendants in your pockets. And
what is this feeling?
This feeling I have deep inside.
Is it loyalty?
Yeah, hold on.
Whoa. Also, it's something warm in my pocket.
Yeah, there's definitely something warm in my pocket. That's what loyalty feels like. Is it still the gruel?
No, I have new pants. Remember, I specifically asked about this the other day, and Frankie was like, you don't have the gruel anymore.
I remember, I just wanted to make the
gruel. I know.
Yeah. We could retcon that. You could
No retcons. We're sticking with it. Okay. He has to find new gruel. New gruel.
I need new gruel.
Next time you're out of town, maybe go to a tavern, and you can get some gruel.
I really like that one we stopped at back in the village of Tarnstead.
You're not even rolled by.
That was a good one. Yeah.
That was out of character. Okay.
All right, yeah. I think those pendants are doing something weird. Hold on, I'm taking mine out.
Yes, okay, I believe so since we can't speak to Marius anymore about it, we might as well take a closer look at these ourselves.
Yeah, we haven't really had time to look at them. I guess we have, we just haven't really done it.
All right, so Illum takes it out of his pocket. So, shouldn't use the voice.
So I take it out of my pocket, and I look at it, and what does it look like?
I
pictured the two halves of, like, the beetle thing from Aladdin for some reason.
Oh, that's very different. I was going to say...
It has nothing to do with anything.
I was going
to
say you had two halves of the BFF heart necklace.
Okay, deal. Deal.
Is that canon?
I don't think it literally says BFF. I think it's two shapes that fit together and might perhaps look like a heart, maybe.
Okay. Hey, these things kind of look like they fit together. Do you want to, like, put them...
Let's see if they do. Okay, so you put them up next to each other, we touch them together. Do they, in fact, click together?
They don't, like, click, but it makes a complete shape.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, that's cool.
Kind of looks like a smiley face with a long nose.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Long-time Silver, do you recognize this shape?
We all make bad donkey noises every time.
Hee-haw. Hee-haw.
All right.
That makes me think of that weird live-action Pinocchio movie that scared me when I was a kid.
Oh, remember that? Yeah.
What's that kid who had three first names who was in it? Like Jonathan Taylor Thomas? No, Jonathan Taylor Thomas or something. Oh, okay. Is that a name? Is that a person?
Yeah, that's a person.
Okay.
That's a person, but is that the person?
He was on Home Improvement and he was seen by the line.
Yeah. That's, what?
Yeah, I knew that, yeah.
I thought fucking Matthew Broderick was Simba.
Well, maybe old Simba.
Yeah.
I wasn't gonna.
Mm-hmm.
It was obviously.
I'm just messing.
Maybe.
I did not know that he was Simba. I also have definitely not said the name Jonathan Taylor Thomas in at least 15 years.
15 years, yeah.
JTT, we miss you. Where you been?
That was one of those things that I pulled from my subconscious. It's like, I have no idea if this is right. Yeah. Okay. So
we made a vote with the friendship. We see these necklaces, pendants, whatever.
What do you do with them now?
I guess, now that we know what they are, and they're the symbol of our order, I believe we're loyal to our friend Marius, even though he's no longer with us. So let's put them on in memory of him. And as a symbol of our shared friendship, since they fit together, and there's two, and like we got them together. You get it, right?
Yeah,
you get it.
Okay, I'm going to roll a religion check on this, just see if I know anything about it.
Cool. Okay.
That's a 13 plus... 4.
I'm also going to roll to assist.
Okay.
Oh, so it's a 1.
Does that de-assist me? It does.
You technically lose 2.
Wait, really?
Yes.
You piece of shit.
Imagine if you were, it was real life, and you were like, oh, I think I recognize this. I think I've seen this. And Illum is just there like, oh, bro, I've totally seen that. That's this other thing.
Because of misinformation.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it would go in real life.
Oh, it looks just like a butt. Really? I thought it looked
it's a butt pendant! Oh, dude,
I know all about these!
This is a pendant to the butt god. That's what it is. If we put it on, we're gonna get all the butt.
Really? It looks a lot... I thought it looked like, one of those secret orders of Moradin that I was gonna talk about, but now that you mention it, I guess
kinda
it
looks like a butt, right?
Yeah, okay.
Well, let's put on the butt medallions.
Is this all canon right now?
Yeah. All that just happened.
Yeah, that's what
okay.
happened.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I rolled a 1. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
But how cool would it have been if we both rolled 13s and they started glowing right there?
It would have been so cool if this was, like, for that secret order of Martin. But I guess it's just a butt necklace.
But, like, it mattered to Marius, so it matters to me.
It's like a mood ring.
Yeah.
But for butts?
Yeah, it also, like, it got warm sometimes, you know? Well, it's a butt thing.
Butts are warm sometimes.
Is it a butt warmer?
Oh. It's a butt warmer.
Well, it was in our pocket for a while. Let's see what happens if we wear it. I mean, it's clearly got, like, the chain, so... Is that... That's not it. No.
It's fine. We're not going there.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Were you making an anal beads joke? I was making, yes.
I was, in fact. Thank you, Frankie. That was the joke.
I legitimately wasn't sure.
Yes, Frankie. I was attempting not to finish the thought, this is an anal beads joke.
Welcome to D&D Bags.
But here we are.
Podcast run by D-Bags. Brought to you by anal beads.
It's all just...
That's what we need Charlie's voice saying.
Brought to you by anal beads.
Okay. This week's episode of D&D Bags, sponsored by Anal Beads Incorporated.
They're in a company?
Alright. So we got him on.
Yep. Are you implying that Anal Beads Incorporated doesn't exist already?
I'll Google it after this podcast. Okay. You might have to remove that for copyright infringement.
I Googled it before you got here.
I'm sure. Yeah.
For a few hours, just to make sure.
Yeah, he just quick looked it up today by happenstance.
Yeah.
So we swore our oath, we leveled up, yeah. We buried our friend, Inaba is sad, but still at our heels, and we're gonna go find the magical man of the forest.
Okay.
We're heading back the
so
way
you're
we
just
came.
Heading back? Okay. Yeah, okay. That was the joke I was gonna make. So, you guys are just walking down the path, you recognize most of it.
Hold on. I want to roll an erection check for now that I did my oath.
Okay.
I want to see how hard that oath made me.
95!
Whoa!
The friendship boner is so real.
Oh, I can feel it surging through me.
I retroactively changed some things I said to be a little creeped out. just fill that all in.
Okay.
Just take everything I just said with a concerned
grain
of salt.
He still has the big erection.
I know it hasn't gone anywhere. I'm just saying that the stuff I said before...
It went from 21 to 95.
Wow.
That's a big jump. Friendship really gets me off.
Apparently.
I'm going to roll...
Also my character.
I'm going to roll animal handling to calm down Inaba.
I thought you were going to say to calm down Adi's erection.
No.
But I got to handle that cock, you know what I'm saying?
I'm
going to roll snake charming.
I just rolled a modified 25 to calm down Inaba.
Okay.
Inaba's probably pretty chill right now.
She's chilling. You can tell that she's a very smart wolf.
Mm.
So, she's like, you know she's still sad, but she's not, like, acting out or anything. Mm-hmm. She's just...
You might want to also calm down Long Dong Silver. I imagine he's pretty excitable.
Good luck.
Okay,
that's a much harder shit.
Long Dong Silver sees Joe's erection.
And you're trying to calm
him? Long Dong Silver, don't worry. I know you've never seen anything like this before, but it's quite natural, I assure you, and it'll go away eventually. Calm down, boy. That's a modified 11.
Okay, so you only failed the check by 19.
I was hoping you'd roll a 1 and you'd get more excited.
I think there's like a whole range I could have rolled in. I'm more excited. In fact,
you
I might have rolled one in it.
I mean, you might have rolled
it. I might have just drawn his attention to it.
Yeah.
Well, Long Dong Silver's walking with Joe now.
He's walking like very close.
Tail.
Yeah. He's right.
He's doing
on
that little tail.
All right, magical man of the forest. Magical man of the forest. Mm. Hello, magical man
Quick
of the
aside,
forest.
Does anyone have any idea what his voice sounded like?
Oh, no.
Whispery, I think.
Whispery?
Okay. Yeah.
Do my best. Okay. So you just are going to walk back to... You'll walk back to that, like, little clearing where you found him the first
mm-hmm.
time.
Yeah.
Okay. He's still there. He's sitting in that same position. So you guys just going to walk up to him? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Excuse me. Magical man of the forest. We found the focus stone.
Oh, good. But there is one less among you.
Indeed there is. I'm afraid that our good friend Toaster didn't make it back.
I would say that Inaba would go up to Dehalem?
Yeah, that's the
thank you.
I wrote it down.
I did too, but this isn't the paper that I wrote it down.
Okay.
So, I would say that Inaba would go up to Dehalem and, like, put her head in his lap while he's, like, sitting on the floor. And so he would, like, look down and, pet her a little bit, like, stroke behind her ears. And he wouldn't say anything for a couple seconds, and then he would, I guess he would ask,
how did that happen?
When we made it to the crypt, it had been desecrated. There was a presence of a demon in there. A bearded devil had taken up residence, and there were whites and ghouls throughout. And as we made our way down and finally slayed the demon that was there and removed the corruption, it seemed like Toaster had beaten us there, and he had already been slain. The demon tried to control him with necromancy magic, but just as he had brought our friend back to life before we needed to, well, some form of it, before we needed to attack him ourselves, we slayed the beast, and he went to a normal natural rest. We just buried him in the forest under a tree over yonder.
I'm just gonna take an out-of-character second so I can be red shirt guy and say, actually, there's a difference between demons and devils.
I swear to God, I knew that's where this was going, and I was gonna be like, God damn it.
You guys actually fought a devil, and devils are lawful evil, and they follow the order of the devils in the plane of Bator, and demons are chaotic evil, and they don't follow any order.
Oh my God.
I'm just doing it before someone on the internet does it. Okay.
By the way, if Dahalim had said that, Illum would have started going, Oh my God.
What a nerd.
I don't think Dahalim would have necessarily cared. He also wouldn't have known what you fought. But, okay,
well, that is troubling news indeed. Are there still undead creatures in the crypt, or have they been put to rest?
It seems that once we had destroyed the devil who had been doing the magic, the bodies had gone back to rest. The few that we needed to slay along the way, we tried to put back in a respectful piece of rest underneath cloth or what have you. The place was disheveled and seemed to have been run down long before this magic was cast, so we did our best.
Yeah.
Oh, that is good news, then. At least they have their proper rest now.
So he would look up at you now, because he hasn't been looking at you this whole time, so he's kind of weird like that. And he would outstretch his hand, and he would say, may I see the focus stone?
Sure, it's right here in my hand.
Okay, so you pass it to him?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's gonna turn it over in his hand, and it's like that, cube, like it's like an obsidian cube, like glossy black, right? And he's gonna say, this looks like a powerful focus stone indeed. Let me just say an incantation over it to make sure that the spirits in it are still pure. And then he's gonna move his hand over it, and he's gonna say, Mecha Lecha Hi, Mecha Hi Neo!
We didn't need to come back to this guy. Frankie just really, really, really wanted another Pee-wee reference.
Yep. I'll see myself out.
God damn it. Thanks. That was...
So you'll see a little bit of black vapor comes out of the stone, and then it looks kind of shiny. Yeah, he's vaping.
He's vaping.
It's shinier.
We can get Charlie to do that sound clip for us too. Oh, dude's vaping.
and he'll pass it back to you, and
pass me the rock.
And so I guess he would say, is there anything else that you require my assistance with?
Do you know how that place may have come to be corrupted?
I would assume that it was the work of the devil. He must have been looking for such a stone and discovered it there, and...
Do you have any idea why a devil would have appeared now? Are these troubled times for the forest?
Yes, in fact, I don't remember if I'm the NPC you spoke to about this or if that was Telfor, but we did make note of there being those cultists that you recognized, and how there were some devils and some demons going through. I
wasn't sure
the
if this guy's part of the cult. He didn't seem to be a cultist. No.
Oh.
The bearded devil we fought. He didn't seem to be part of the cult.
He had different color groups. Yeah. I don't know if that...
Okay. And one other...
Joe has them now, right? You have those satiny black robes.
Oh, also, a slight correction from last time. I think I said we took all kind of...
Oh my god. Yeah, I remember getting this fucking Facebook
message. I had to text everybody at 2 in the morning. I said that we took all 10 of his snake heads, but I had crushed one of them. out of anger, so we only have 9
oh
snake
heads. God. Dude, this is in character right now. Oh. Oh my god.
What are you reacting to? Hello?
That snake thing.
I just picture Adi like opening the pack and being
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9
Oh, but of course.
Oh, now I remember. I stomped on one of them.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I know you thought we had 10. Oh, come on now. I'm just going through inventory. Fine, I'll check it later.
Okay. One last thing before we leave, as we do need to bring the focus stone back to the woman in the brown frock. Long story, doesn't matter to you. Seeing as our friend Toaster is now gone, I feel like it's our responsibility to find out something we can do to help out his good friend Inaba, who's also helped us. This wolf that you apparently easily have a connection with. You have a way with animals. Do you know of anyone who could keep Inaba? Perhaps she could work with you and the druids?
I'm sure that Inaba would just like to stay in the forest, and she's welcome to stay with me as long as she likes. She is, of course, a creature of these lands, and I'm sure the land will provide for her as it provides for all.
Alright, so I tell Inaba with my animal handling perception skill that she is welcome to do as she wants, but she is welcome not just to be free around the forest, but she wants to chill with the druids and continue helping people like she did with her friend Toaster. She should know that that's okay.
Are we giving up on that plan?
Yeah. She's gonna wag her tail. You guys had a plan?
Okay.
You plotting against the DM right now?
Let's.
You trying to break up a friendship?
No.
We never
just
do that.
Joe, let's just let Inaba be here and be happy.
Okay.
And not talk about anything else.
Alright.
You guys don't get to plan stuff. I get to plan stuff. You both die, you're dead. Campaign's over.
No one plans anything.
Alright. Well, now that that's settled, I think we should all get headed back to town.
Dahavim, is there anything you can do for our friend Spirit to put him at peace? You've got druidy stuff that you might be able to do, I figure. I don't know what your deal is. Is that something you can do?
Here's what Frankie has decided. I will keep an eye out for his spirit, and if I sense any unrest, I will attempt to aid him. But as of now, I don't sense anything negative, so I think that you guys would be cool not hanging out and waiting to see if I successfully do that. But, you know, it's a role-playing game, so do you, man.
No, it sounds good. It sounds like the situation's well in hand.
Yeah, we trust that you got it. We're on an urgent mission. You just do your job.
Oh, an urgent mission to go to a brothel for 2 episodes?
No.
Hey,
it's called taking a rest.
Throwing in the pan.
It's called finding a place to rest our heads. Now let's all head back to town.
It's just you guys, right?
Yeah.
And Long Dong Silver.
Long Dong Silver.
Oh, right, of course. How can I fucking forget?
Your favorite character.
The goal is to make Frankie forget. It's the whole goal. Alright, let's get headed back, everyone.
One day, like 10 episodes from now, Long Dog Silver's gonna die in battle, and Ted's,
not the way we're gonna do it.
Ted's gonna
Can
find
we start
out
giving
about
him experience?
It.
Can he start, like, leveling up?
He hasn't been in a fight.
Well, I mean,
he's specifically been on the outside of every fight.
Well, I mean,
here's what I'm
saying. I mean, he ate some of that spider stuff.
If you want Long Tom Silver to start being in fights, I will give him stats.
Okay.
And he'll be in
I mean,
fights.
I have animal handling now. It won't work on him, but I have it.
It's too unwieldy.
That's not the kind of handling he's used to. Alright. I don't know. No, you can't. No.
Okay, he doesn't
I really
get
want
stats
him to be
five.
Epic level Steve.
Don't worry, Frankie can't stop it. Frankie can't stop everything.
Don't you tempt me. You don't know Revivify. I'm gonna kill him.
He's the best part of this podcast. Don't you fucking touch him.
Frankie feels like we never even mention him that often. How could he be the best part? Meanwhile, you and I spend the entire car ride here and home talking about how we can keep Long Dog Silver around another episode.
Yeah.
Of fucking course you do.
Alright, so we're rested from what we were doing. You know, when we were trading off before doing the graves. And we have our enchanted focus, we have cleansed focus stone. So let's head back towards Tarnstead meet up with Brownfrock.
Okay. Do you remember her real name?
No.
Piccella.
Piccella?
Yeah, oh, Piccella. Right. Piccolo.
Right.
Pickle. No, Pickle. It was Pickle. It was Pickle. It was definitely Pickle.
Mr. Piccolo. Okay, so you guys are going to head back on the trail and meet back up with the road and start walking towards Tarnstead. Is that what I'm getting?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. So you successfully do that. You can see Tarnstead ahead. I guess, what do? You just approach it. You go in the city.
We're going to go straight to the...
straight to Pickle.
Pickle.
Okay, you're going straight to Pickle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you see the same guards, or not the same guards, but you see guards like you did the last time you tried to enter Tarnstead, but they don't stop you. So I guess...
What up, Holmes?
I guess they've heard of you.
Yeah, we just it's us, right, the brave adventurers, and a loyal steed.
They seem, like, mildly distracted with something else, and they don't particularly pay close attention to you. So you just successfully walk in.
That's fine. We're not conspicuous people.
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect
that. Honestly, I think that a town like Tarnstead is small enough that, like, everybody on the guard would have heard of you just because of the guards that let you in. They would have been like, we let in a fucking Dan Brown book, and they're here. Thank you. Okay.
I'm sorry, was that joke a little heady for the audience? I don't know if you. I
don't
know if you understood.
We should stop talking about classic literature.
I don't know if that's something that would be picked up. I think you're going to need to sit back and do some reading.
Someone's going to be like, neither of them are named Da Vinci. I don't even care.
Sit back and cherry.
Okay. So you guys are going back to the tower.
Uh-huh.
I have to do a girl voice. Oh, but I get to be Ted too. Okay.
Yeah, I got to do the same voice.
I get to do the same... No, I get to be Morty and a girl. Not same.
Okay.
So, you guys... as you're walking through Tarnstead, you see that, like... there's just a, like... There's less destruction and shit everywhere. Like, you could see a couple people are, like, fixing up some of the buildings. Mm-hmm. And, like, there's people with hammers and nails and that kind of shit. And they're just trying to make basic repairs. And there's people, like, walking in the streets again. And so you notice all that stuff. And, okay, you're still walking, you're just going straight for the tower?
Yep. Yeah.
That looks like a naked lady, and maybe that's canon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So you approach the tower, and what do you
do? Is it shaped like Pickle? Piccola?
No.
Or just a naked?
That would be weird.
Yeah,
that'd
be,
that really wouldn't make any sense.
I don't. If it's her thing, like...
Yeah, but, like, I mean, I assume they had a rookery before she got there, maybe? I don't know.
She might have started it. Maybe she finds it. She is very powerful.
She's old!
Well, yeah. I mean, she's not, like, yeah? She doesn't look old.
What? Oh.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Cool.
Okay.
But I don't know, maybe she finds it empowering.
Yeah, I mean, who am I? Like, you know, sex positive. Like,
hell yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
We're making a difference here.
So,
this is a sex-positive feminism podcast. You have to keep that up. Empower. If that's what she likes,
okay.
I'm down with it.
No disagreements or qualms. So you knock on the door, I guess? What are you doing? You kicking it down again? What's your
plan? No, we did that already.
Okay. Yeah. Is it on the hinges right now? If we knock, is it just going to fall in?
You can see it's very crudely fixed.
Oh, yeah,
it's
good
not,
job, Ted.
It's not, yeah, there it is.
Right, we knock.
That's what Ted's been up to.
We knock, just bang, bang, bang. Pickle! Pickle!
Okay,
Pickle, it's us. We've returned with the focus stone.
Okay, so, you don't hear anything immediately.
Ah, crap.
So, what do you do?
Ted?
You don't hear anything.
Ted, is it getting weird in there?
Can we try to open the door?
You hear porn music. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, we try to open the door. Does it open?
No, the crude fix breaks and the door falls off the hinges.
Okay, we're nervous. We leap into the room as we are wont to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Ted is...
We see something we can never take back.
No, Ted is just sweeping the floor and he didn't hear you and he sees the door fall down and he's like... Oh, but guys, what the... I just fixed that! What the hell, man? That took me, like, a whole day!
day!
You spent a whole day on the... Never mind. Ted, we thought you were in trouble. No one answered. We knocked. We yelled pickle.
I didn't hear you. I had this weird fantasy world equivalent of headphones on that I just made up.
Yes, those.
No, that's not real. I'm not about to...
Imagine if this was the thing where we got really strict RP and you and I are like, what are these headphones you speak of? Ooh, is this some kind of sorcery?
Definitely not canon. So
like little lutes in his ears. Just magical
little magic like fairy creatures playing pan flutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Was that 5 hours?
It started out, I wanted it to be Crazy Train, but it just very quickly devolved into 5 hours.
Very good.
Okay.
So, yeah, no, he's like, everybody's fine, I didn't hear you, and I was, like, in my own thoughts and stuff, like, you know, 15-year-old, I do that sometimes.
It's okay, Ted, you little character, you.
It's okay, buddy. So, where's Kayla?
She's upstairs, you want me to get her?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, we have the focus stone for her.
Oh, great, okay! I have no idea, I'm just gonna do girl voice. I assume I only have one
you
girl
do.
Voice. Okay. So, Ted goes upstairs, and you guys are, like, idly twiddling your thumbs.
Mm-hmm.
As we want to do.
Mm-hmm. And, Ted and Bikela come downstairs. Bikela? I don't remember. Come downstairs, and, Bikela sees you guys there, and she's like, oh, good, Ted tells me you brought the focus stone.
Yeah, we got it right here in the loom's hand.
Right here in my hand.
There it is.
Okay, so she, like, reaches out to take it from you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she takes it, and she says, okay, so I can send the ravens to wherever you want now. So just, where is that exactly? Where do you want these going?
It's that monastery to the north of here.
No, I think it was to the west. Right, it was Elmore.
Oh, right, past the woods?
Yeah, it's to the west of Tarnstead. Yeah. It was just past the woods.
Wizard of Oz-ass map.
The first one needs to go to the monastery in Elmore.
Did you see that whole rant I posted about the Wizard of Oz map?
No, I didn't see that.
Okay. I'll tell you about it. Actually, I'll probably, maybe next episode, I'll tell you.
Okay.
The first one should go to the monastery in Elmore. And we just need to warn them about the cult.
Oh, okay. Any other monasteries or any other places you would like to send messages or anything?
I'm worried about Deltasai. Can we send one there too?
Sure. Why not?
All right. Are there any other monasteries?
I'm not really from a monastery, so can't really send one. I mean, other than one that like burnt down.
Right.
Yeah, you were there. Like,
yeah.
You say you know. Yeah. I think that should be good. Tell me, Pickle, are there any neighboring settlements to Tarnstead, places that your people do trade that you think might need to hear about this? Do you have any suggestions?
Getting there. Well, you know about Elmore. Yeah. There's the city of Kakot, to the east by the river. Of course, there's Walea, way down south, by that old castle. And then to the north, by the mountains, much further from here, but we still get travelers coming from there from time to time, there's Kelikaz.
Oh, man, I'm having fun spelling these.
You want me to spell them? I can spell them.
Catcock is to the east.
Yeah, Catcock.
Kill Cats is to the north.
Catcott is Cacot. Kelikaz is Kelukkhaz. Enjoy that one.
Just
as much as
way
I do.
If you just don't use
what was the other one I said?
Walea.
That's Waleah.
We're gonna get quizzed on this later.
Catcock.
Kill Cats.
Did we say north by what? Was there any landmark with
it's the mountains? Kelikaz is in the mountains. Kakot's by the river. And then Walea. That's one. Where is that? That's the one by the castle? We can check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We did it, boys.
Okay. All right. Well, those sound like
important places with friends to be met someday, so let's send ravens there too.
Okay, so I'll just send ravens to the rookeries in each of those cities.
To the north, to the south, to the east, to the west.
Actually,
we said anything about the west.
No one said anything. Actually, is there anything out west?
Elmore's
west. Yeah, well, Elmore's. Yeah.
I swear to God, I did not do that on purpose.
You Wizard of Oz.
You Wizard of Oz map motherfucker.
There are so many... Whatever.
You lazy-ass Wizard of Oz map.
I literally swear to God that I did not do
that. The Wizard of Oz map is the shittiest map. It's just a shitty
map. Google it. It's just a square with...
Google it. I'm going to talk about it next episode, so if you're listening to this late and it's not a week in between, you can just do that, but, like, Google the Wizard of Oz map. It's the laziest piece of shit.
Okay, well...
This week on the Cartographers Guild, a podcast run by douchebags.
We talk about maps.
I'm like almost positive there is actually a podcast talking about fantasy maps.
Shout out!
I feel like that's real.
Find them, shout them out.
Give them a shout out.
Check them
out in the description.
Check them out, I'm sure they're
great. Our good friends at Map World. Here on Map Chat, it's a chat about maps. We talk about maps, we think about maps, and today we have a guest, Mappo the Map Maker, and he's gonna show us some of his favorite maps.
We have the map from Dora the Explorer.
Thanks, Mappy! It was great to speak to you. So this is my favorite map. It's a map, as you'll see.
I'm the map.
This is an incredible goof, guys.
we are
doing so good. That podcast.
We should probably cut some of that.
That podcast doesn't exist.
I mean, that podcast doesn't exist.
No, Frankie, you...
It doesn't
matter. Honestly, you really can't have a podcast about maps because it's...
It's visual. I understand.
It might be a podcast. That would be like having a podcast about paintings.
Building. Well, there definitely has got to be.
Okay,
a podcast
fantasy about. World building is but clearly like not also, what I'm ragging
you're
on right.
right
now.
I disagree.
All right. Everybody listening, pull up a picture of a map of Middle Earth. All right, now we're going to talk about that. All right, now
there's
now
a link to the map in the description.
If I were you, I would put a lid on this because this is very obviously our side podcast, and we don't want to give people ideas. This is our second feed podcast.
We're giving away a $1 billion idea right now. All right, if you look where Gondor is, do you see that shit? Like, why would you put a city there? Doesn't that seem dumb?
Nobody puts cities places. Do you even know how cities work? Do you know how civilization works?
I just can't figure out why the humans would have sprung up that close to the south. I don't know.
What's your theory?
Usually driving
this is literally garbage. Just so you know. That is true. Okay.
I think we probably got to cut this
so,
one
yeah,
here.
So last thing before you cut, what do you want the message to say exactly? That's what Bikella asked you before we went on the whole map thing.
Okay, what do you think it should say? Like... How many words do we get? Do we get like 140 characters?
No, like I said. No, because that's a fact. Because that's what you get. Because it's being spoken by a bird.
Okay, the message.
What do you think? I didn't think of that already.
Okay, I was going to say, were you actually going to make it
of
that?
Of course I was. Okay, why I'm still having you say I wouldn't have asked you what the message was, bro.
I thought I was doing that thing where I like handicap us by making a joke and you being like, yeah, that's canon. Your character's afraid of spiders now.
That
fuck
definitely
you.
Does happen, so that's fair.
Okay.
Are we writing?
We're writing.
This week on writing. Listen to it.
Yeah, that'll fit. Fortify your walls. Evil cultists are coming. There's a scary warlock with them.
Oh, sorry, they can only speak in haikus? Can you?
Okay, hold on.
You know what? He's not far off.
I'm not. Okay.
Craig told me that one in high school. Shout out to Craig!
Oh, okay, Craig. So the message is, fortify your walls. Sons of the Scourge are coming. Warlocks and cultists.
There it is.
There you go.
That's pretty good.
Alright, you guys want to do a haiku podcast?
Okay, here we go. I send it away.
Alright.
There goes the message.
So she takes the little scroll that you wrote the message on,
and then I DM Pikella a picture of my penis.
You're sliding into her DMs.
Which means that a raven flies into a window and describes
penis. In a haiku. Refrigerator.
Alright. Let's call it.
Okay, so yeah.
I'm having fun.
We sent out like 6 copies of that message to like all of the... Oh, we sent it out to Elmore, Cacot,
Willea, and Killcats.
And Deltasa.
And Deltasa.
Killikaz or something?
Killikaz, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and Deltasa, thank you.
Yeah.
That's D-E-L apostrophe T-A-S-S-I, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, should we send one to both Elmore, the monastery of Elmore, and the city?
Presumably...
I would assume that...
The info would get around. Like,
together, yeah.
Okay, I just didn't know. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I don't think that's a big...
Okay, so yeah, we sent out all those ravens.
Okay. So, let's call it there then, because that's a good place. That's as good a place as any. So, thank you everybody for tuning into this week's episode of
Pure Garbage.
Of Pure Garbage, a podcast where a bunch of idiots make stupid jokes and no one laughs but them. No, thank you for joining us for this week's episode of D&D Bags. Dungeons & Dragons podcast made by a bunch of D-bags.
Apparently.
I am Frankie the Dungeon Master. Of course, you can find me at Frankie the DM on Twitter.
I'm Joe, and I play Ossie. I have a Facebook. Don't find me.
I'm Andy, and I play Alum. DM me.
Slide into his DM.
DM me.
Now so listen to those sweet,
send me haikus about your dicks.
You'll actually do that.
I will post every haiku about your dick that you want me to post if you send it to me.
Yeah, review us with haikus about your penis or vagina.
Oh my god, we haven't read reviews in forever.
Holy and we shit. Never will, no, but no. We'll keep
no,
telling you.
I have will. Them. We're going to read them next episode. Okay. So... You can find us at dndbags.com. You can find us at the dndbags on Twitter. You can find us theoretically on like Instagram and Tumblr and what's that one with the pictures?
Snapchat.
Instagram.
No, another one.
Flickr. Picker.
No.
Is there a Picasso?
MySpace. You can find us on MySpace if you get a time machine and go back to 2005.
Tumblr. Pinterest.
Pinterest. Jesus
That's
Christ!
It.
I think we have one of those now.
Picker. Why the fuck did I think it was Picker?
I have literally no idea.
No idea. I haven't opened my beer.
Oh, good.
I'll try to stop drawing dicks with it. I'll try. I can't promise anything!
Gotta go find them.
Oh, Frankie, I forgot I was gonna send this to you. Does this do anything for you?
Yeah, we saw it and it wasn't funny, and Joe was just like, I bet Frankie will laugh at this, though.
I did.
What was your description of it?
I said,
no, you don't understand, guys. Instead of thinking of a city made out of radios like I usually do, I thought of a Rado city. And it was like, it's really
it was like
all these rad people named Rado. It's like made of cereal from the 80s. It's really cool.
Did you get my Snapchat, by the way, this one?
My yeah, God, stop sending pictures of your dick to Frankie. And that's why we're not making that podcast.
This is our best attempt to actually make stuff so bad you have to cut it. Because I don't know if you've actually cut anything we've
actually,
done so
I,
far.
Actually, personally, I think that was very funny. I, for one...
And there's like one laugh tucked in like 20 minutes of math.
I was laughing.
I'm having fun.
I am having fun. Hello, I'm Mappo from Maplands.
The whole
map
joke
podcast.
Is that you're making a terrible podcast.
Yeah.
Yes, it is, Joe.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
We go meta.
Yeah, we're getting too meta. We're getting way too meta.
We have to make a good podcast before we can start ragging on imaginary bad.
Exactly.
Podcasts.
It's getting a little too close to home right now when we joke about making bad podcasts.
We probably got to cut this episode. I know not much has happened in this episode, but I liked it.
Oh, the last line should just be refrigerator. You never seen that one? Haikus are easy, but sometimes they don't make sense. Refrigerator.